W Mobile.
Morning, Ken, KO4HGX.
How's your day going today?
I made it down the mountain. I haven't got run over yet. Got to drive a little further. I moved the tool truck because the fires were getting a little close. So, driving down to pick it up now and make the switch.
See where they're closing part of Highway 11 and 276 and stuff, so I figured it was getting pretty close.
You could see the fire, not the little literal flames, but the smoke plume from where I parked the truck. So, hey, it's getting a little close. I said, well, I'm going to move it for the weekend anyway. And so I brought it down to Gary, KI4DOS. It's at his house. I'm on my way there to pick it up this morning.
And I was texting with Mike a little bit, KK4NHZ, last night. And that, and he said they hadn't evacuated them yet. And that, but they're right on the hairy edge of the evacuation line.
With him also. He sent me some videos of the stuff him and Shelly were doing to prepare for trying to save everything.
They've been doing, keeping some sprinklers going.
Pulling IBC totes and building an irrigation system around his house with sprinklers, big high-powered sprinklers, all that stuff. So he's got quite the setup.
Deal. And I hate it that it's so close right there.
I asked him last night, I said, how close is the fire? And he said, it's 200 yards.
Too close.
Definitely feeling the heat.
Supposed to shift sometime today and start blowing it back towards where it already burned, isn't it?
No, but I'm not sure. And I don't know, man, the smoke yesterday out in it so much. I'm having a hard time talking today.
Smelled too much today. Yesterday, Susan said she could smell it down there in Taylor's and that, but I didn't smell too much in Spartanburg. You could definitely see it. How close is some of those fires to your house? Looks like they're getting pretty close.
Not close yet, but they are heading that way. If it makes it into the DuPont State Forest, then that's when I'll start concerning myself.
It's into a bunch of pine trees. It's going to be moving fast then.
But now, as dry as it is, they're really kindling.
4AZ.
KO4HK.
Good morning, dude. KN4PFW.
Yeah, I just got up and, I can still see the little bit of glow in the distance of those flames. We're from our house here. We got a view of the mountains and all, but man, they're just pouring smoke, and it's all across the mountains. Even now, looking like it's down a new one down toward Georgia direction somewhere. Not in Georgia, but that direction.
Little smaller fires popping up everywhere.
We were out riding. We were headed up. Yeah, up to Walhalla and going up that way, and a little campground we were looking for, and I saw smoke, and I thought it was from Caesar's Head, but it must have been from something over in Georgia, and that, because the little road we wanted to go on was closed.
That's the one I was seeing, the new one, that we noticed it last night. Yeah, this stuff's getting really bad. We're not far. We're, as the crow goes, we're about 12 miles from Table Rock. We're north of Easley, kind of like what you call Dacusville, kind of. But, yeah, we're getting concerned about this now, because even Greenville County is getting some evacuations. And some friends that we got up at Table Rock had to leave. They said there was a quarter mile from their house. They made them leave. And they just had built their house about 6 months ago. Did eight from them four teenagers?
Four Rock fire, but the Persimmon Ridge fire was from somebody else. They just seemed that it was human caused.
Okay. relatives that are evacuated from that Persimmon Ridge one. They live on a dead-end road up there by that Oil Camp Creek Road.
And all of these yet?
As of last night. Table Rock Fire doubled in size yesterday.
Get from the house. It's big. We're not getting, the smoke's kind of blowing away from us, it looks like initially, but then it swings back around in like a circle or something.
W2JKT Mobile.
KO4HK.
Morning, Eric. KN4TFW.
Morning, Eric. N4AZE.
Ken, dude, how are you guys doing this morning? I've been listening to you about the fire for a few minutes. I'll eat my breakfast.
Getting concerned about it over here because it's an inching closer.
It's inching closer to me too. So I have to keep an eye on it this weekend.
Bug out. Let me know. I have accommodations.
I had to move the tool truck last night, so I'm on my way down to pick it up now.
You gonna transfer it somewhere else?
Down to Gary's house.
From the flames.
Fires were still 0% as well as of last night. The fishhook fire is like 70% contained, but that was the little fire in northern Polk County. But the two big ones, and they've just about merged together. They're really close, but yeah, that turned it into a big one.
Got one up in Jackson County now, in the Crusoe area, which is the other, just on the other end of the county from me. So they're everywhere. They just keep popping up.
Yeah, the fire marshal, the fire chief, or I think it might have been the marshal, he was saying last night that they didn't have them contained, but he said they haven't tapped all their resources yet. Now, I don't understand that comment.
Tap all the resources until they're a certain point and see they're not making any headway. I mean, kind of understand you don't want to throw everything at it for just out of the gate, because then you're just moving assets that are expensive to move and maintain for no reason. So I'm trying to get it, but this one's getting out of hand, so they need to get ahead of it.
Have they requested federal help yet?
Or is it E?
They requested it yesterday, and it's on its way. I've been reading so much, it's hard to keep track of it anymore.
Phew, just a handful of choppers flying. We can see them where they're flying back and forth, but there's not much action with them yet, you know, carrying those buckets.
A couple of Chinooks, a couple of Blackhawks. Couple of planes. They've got stuff in, but I'm sure they can still pull more resources.
Time to throw everything at it and put these things out.
I seen somebody out burning in their yard yesterday over here in Easley. I didn't because I didn't know the address or the road I was on. I was just traveling through. Not something I normally travel. So, you know, I didn't call and report them.
Somebody's burning, they're going to jail.
There's a total burn ban. You can't even have a fire pit or a charcoal grill or anything going outside.
Ted, I guess it's probably the same here, probably.
North Carolina does it, but in North Carolina, the Forest Service can issue a burn ban that applies more than 100 feet from an occupied structure, and then the county can issue a burn ban within 100 feet of an occupied structure. So that has happened in, you know, Polk, Rutherford, and Cleveland counties in North Carolina.
Pennsylvania County, too.
Sarah, yeah, I agree with that.
And just how far those embers from their campfire or fire pit can fly.
What's concerned us is not that it's really so close, it's just what's the wind going to do with some of these things. You know, all they got to do is drop a few in different areas, and here goes new ones.
The Polk County fires have jumped the Green River?
They have yet, but I know they're in the Green River area pretty heavy, so it's making its way up to Hendersonville. Deep gap fire in Henderson County, also heading toward Polk County, so they're trying to merge that way too.
The Rutherford, roughed in for pizza on Friday. It was really smoky from these fires, and they've only gotten bigger since then. So, yeah, just gotta keep an eye on things and hope they can get some relief from it.
Pull in here and switch vehicles and try to be as quiet as I can. So, y'all will carry on for a few minutes.
Careful.
Smooth sailing ahead of you this morning.
Here. And that it's always iffy.
7 so far, and haven't seen any problems on the northbound side.
Not showing up on the southbound down here. I'm over here in Lyman right now.
And between it was closed between exits 92 and 96 this morning, but I took the back roads because I was awake enough to check it before I actually tried to get on the interstate.
That one. It's like, man, I've been needing to burn a stump out in my front yard for a couple of weeks now, and that, but I just ain't been, you know, it's just been too dang dry and too windy.
What with that right now?
The fires have probably set in raining, and then you have big old mudslides, right?
Really?
My wife's friends lives over there in TR. They said that they were getting some ash falling down in their yard. KN4 TFW.
Yeah, I'm not surprised if they're that close to it. I know Table Rock is not far from TR.
Pro flies, right?
2016 fires. I mean, I was all the way down in Seneca, and the smoke was still. You couldn't see a quarter mile in it.
Hey, Zeddy.
Rutherford County, which is the first county east of Polk County. I'm in Cleveland County, which is two counties east of Polk County.
Mitchell. He'd mentioned Polk County before, and so you're just two away?
Cleveland County, then Rutherford County, and then Polk County from east to west.
And in possible danger too, aren't you?
Counties in North Carolina are pretty big. I mean, I'm probably at least a 45-minute drive from the fires, if not maybe an hour.
That's not as close as I was thinking you might have been in 4AZE.
Bedford County for pizza, it's a solid 40 minutes from the house, and that's probably, you know, another 15 minutes probably to the fire zones from there.
Pizza to go 45 minutes.
End of that 45 minutes.
Good.
Yeah, Yellow Sun Pizza and Pints. It's on Trade Street in Ruffin.
Oven fired pizza, isn't it?
It's brick oven, no. It's just, I think it's a traditional gas pizza oven. In style with the leoparding or anything like that. It's more of a, it's kind of like a New York style, but it's not a New York dough recipe. It's something that they did on their own, but it's really, really good.
Pretty good pizza nowadays. All the places around here, they're just not, nothing that good, really. Yeah, I'm north of Easley, but still, we call it Easley.
Down in Clemson, they are very, 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 very good. Probably the closest thing I've had to Manhattan pizza since I moved down here. Eppinos.
Carter, is it off the boulevard? Which say coming from Easley, what area?
I know there's one in Seneca right off of 123. And I thought there was also one in Clemson, but I can't remember where it might be. It's been so long since I've lived there, but, you know, safe bet in Seneca, it's a bit of a drive from Easley, but, you know, right off 123, in Seneca. There's one, and they're from New York or New Jersey. I can't remember which, but yeah, nice folks, and they do a really really good pizza.
Yeah, we don't. When we want Chinese, we drive to Seneca. It is a little bit of a drive, but it's a smooth drive. You know, just go. Sometimes you go through Clemson, and it's a little packed occasionally. But yeah, I don't mind the drive down there. Before you get there, right?
You make a left on Wells Highway, and a little bit down on the left is a shopping center that has Pepino's in it. It's not hard to find, and definitely worth the drive. And easily also, if you can get up to TR, you've got Sidewall Pizza in TR, which is farm to table, and they make a really good pizza too.
Got in mind. Yeah, I've got a friend up, got a business in TR. Speaking of that, how close are these fires? Are they threatening TR at all yet?
No fires have come down the mountain at all or anything, but it's still not far away.
We're HKX, I'm back, and the Persimmon Ridge is the closest one to TR.
30 mile wide, you know, a crow.
It's up above Cleveland, so I'm going to say 10 miles.
Similar to us, where the fire, we're 10 or 12 miles.
Is the fire from this repeater, KN4 TFW?
Because if it heads up Cedar's Head, I know they closed Cedar's Head State Park, and all the trails on there are closed, so I don't know exactly how close it is, but it's got to be getting pretty close.
Close this stuff down ahead of time, as dry as it was. Last night, they said they are definitely going to hold these teenagers accountable.
Back at them.
They go after the families. We don't know anything about it. They're not telling us anything about other than 14s.
After the parents, but they will certainly go after the teens, and there may be some. There's probably going to be some argument about whether to charge them as juveniles or adults, just depending on their age and state of mind and stuff. But who knows? We don't know much about it.
We haven't heard if it was intentional, accidental, or what. I'm assuming it might have been an accident.
Legally dubious to charge parents for the crimes of their children, but there have been some test cases. But yeah, for something like this, I think they're just a bunch of stupid kids, and they need to be taught a lesson.
Cases where they went after the parents. I don't know if they'll do that here. I guess it depends on what winds up happening. Anybody being trapped up there yet? I think hopefully everybody got out of there.
Up there trying to take care of the houses. They're doing everything they can.
How do you feel about that? I don't think I would do the same thing if I were in their shoes.
Exactly what you could do, really.
That was going to stop a forest fire.
Oh, either.
They're doing a little more than a garden hose. Roger that.
In the forecast, is there?
There's chance.
Chance.
Yeah, the 3/4 inch supply line, so there's no way I'm getting 1,000 gallons a minute out of that.
Boy, probably that something like that size.
Situation, I grab the kids, grab the dogs, grab the go bag, hook up the camper, and split.
In 4AZE.
What I would do. Hope I never have to find out.
Where are you from?
Good ways from me. But it is definitely heading our direction.
With some good rain before it gets too far out of control.
Takes is one idiot with a cigarette butt throwing it out the window going down the road. And it don't matter where you're at.
Fire in Shelby a few months ago from that.
Throw it out, right?
I don't have ashtrays in the car anymore.
I don't even have a cigarette lighter.
I don't have an ashtray, I'm just throw it out.
Her car doesn't have one either. She smokes, but she's got one of those little Looks like a coffee cup with a hole in the middle of it. Handle any batteries today?
I know of.
Rich.
Work. The only batteries I need to order a bunch of double A's for the darn sinks and the soap dispensers, or those electronic kind. And man, every time you turn around, they're not working. Don't ever get any of those.
Yes, we got those things all over our office too. And the paper towel dispensers run on D cell batteries. And I swear to goodness, man, I wish they just hooked those up to electricity, because every time I go to the restroom, those things aren't working, and I'm going to walk out of there with wet hands.
Here the other day in the locker room, there's three sinks, and none of them work because the battery's died.
There's one person whose sole job it is to charge the rechargeable batteries they use for those things.
It's rechargeable, so then you got to put them in the bucket for disposal, and you got to pay to have them disposed of.
Those things in the shop here has got two AA batteries. HVAC system upstairs all complete yesterday.
Are you ready for summer, right?
Upstairs will be next, but it was, it took them 2 days to get all this done. I got them, you know, rip out all the old duct work and run all new stuff, because I didn't trust. They said they could clean those. I said, let's just change them, and that way we don't have to worry about it. I didn't know what's inside of those ducts after 30-some years. All the line returns and supply, everything.
Ready for somebody, ain't you?
Yes, so somebody will enjoy it, I guess. Yeah, they got it. The warranty on it's really good. Seem like they said 20-something sear. Does that sound right? Something to do with the efficiency or something. They said it's the best efficiency, something sear. I don't understand all of that stuff. They said it's going to outlast me, like Patrick said. I did it for somebody else.
That's pretty good. I've seen them up to 23 or 24 in some of the smaller split systems, but yeah, 20 sear is pretty darn good.
I think it's 20-something. They were actually telling me it wasn't necessary, but I said, well, let's just go with whatever the best technology is right now.
In home office in Seneca, I had one of those split units, and I bought it off Amazon. I think the brand name was Pioneer or something like that, but it was a 21 sear, 12,000 BTU, and it was great because it kept that office perfect temperature, and I barely even noticed it in the electric bill.
Good, the startup amps will probably be about the same, but the run amps will be much lower.
Well, it's because it runs continuously, but just those high sear units have a variable capacity, so they can adjust how much heat they're moving. And so what they do is they just power up and they run constantly at a very low capacity. And they can be very efficient when they do that, as long as they don't have to cycle. So if you oversize the system, it'll have to cycle, and then you've got all the startup. But if you have it sized right, it'll just run 24 hours a day at a very low capacity and keep it just right.
I've always heard that you don't want them to keep firing up. You want them something the right size that'll stay running.
WTU, JKT.
In the parking lot, I'm going to say 7-3. Everybody have a good day and a safe day, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4 TFW.
7-3, Ken. Have a great day. KO4 HKX.
7-3, Ken. Have a great day and be safe. WTU, JKT.
Get it so soon. Catch you later. N4AZE.
That's how much time moving locations there adds time to my travels.
But
it added a good 45 minutes, maybe an hour, to my drive this morning. Where it's parked is the best location there I could ever hope for, because it's on my way. It's on the top side of my route, where I had to park it last night. is at the bottom side of my route. Now I got to go drive all the way to the bottom side and then drive all the way back to the other side to take care of the route.
Make your route and start at the bottom and come back up. I guess it doesn't matter because you're at the bottom anyway when you got to come back.
It works out the same either way. And you don't want to mess your route up because that's the thing about this is the routine. K04HKX.
If you buy anything, they're going to be mad because you didn't show up at the right time.
They expect you at a certain time, and they just get used to it. And if you miss it, I don't know, if you miss it by an hour, oh, I didn't think you were coming. I done spent your money.
Yep.
Hey, it's about the stupid excuses I've heard.
Thinking about that, I had a guy that worked for me, and he was always missing a day. At least once a week, he had to be. His grandma, I don't know how many times his grandmother died.
Local planning is not a strong suit of your average 20-something dude that's working in a car shop.
I'd like to say it's just a 20-something, but unfortunately, it's not. It's the 40s and 50-year-olds, too.
No, after the Super Bowl, we may as well close because they all got that some kind of flu.
The average cost of a tailgate party at a Clemson football game is like $2,000. And you're talking about an area with an average income of like $30,000 a year. So, you know, people don't always have their financial priorities straight.
Funny. It's not funny, ha-ha, but it's just mind-blowing of how people conduct their lives sometimes.
And they always got a new car or something.
A new boat, bigger guns, more guns, bigger toolboxes. I'll throw that one in there, too, because a lot of them don't need that. So, and I'm not guilty of that. I've talked several of these guys out of buying toolboxes.
And I did it different. We bit the bullet. I kept Vicky driving nice. I drove junk, and I saved, and said, then, you know, and planning for the future. While a lot of my friends, man, they were buying boats and cars and stuff. It was hard to watch that when we were trying to prepare for years later, but it, you know, I'm glad we did.
The one that gets me is it must be nice when they say that to me. They have no clue how I was raised or how I grew up or come from nothing to where I'm at now, and it's all because of hard work and planning.
A lot of sacrificing.
A lot of those stupid mistakes when I was younger, and I learned from them. I didn't keep doing them. But I think about it. But the funniest story that comes to mind about not being able to make the payment is one year I'd had this guy that, you know, he always made his payment, but it was, you know, struggling here and there. Always something, you know. But he always made some kind of payment. Well, he come to me one day, and it was around Christmas time, and told me he wasn't going to be able to make his payment because he forgot to buy his dog a Christmas present.
You ever heard?
I put him aside and have a little talk with him. I was like, well, your dog is not more important than my family, so you're going to pay your bill.
Over the years, I never heard that one.
Well, on hard times, I would go hungry a long time before my dog did.
Definitely be an even trade. trying to tell me that you're not about your payment because you forgot to buy your dog's Christmas present, that's not going to go over too good. I love animals as much as the next person, sometimes more, but that doesn't give you a reason not to pay your bills.
Activists on the frequency here, but you know, All my years, I've never bought any of our animals Christmas presents. Hadn't thought about that.
I'm fetching here, but we have Christmas stockings for our dogs.
I don't have a problem in the world with it, Eric. I think dogs are part of the family, and they do their part to protect and care for the family. They deserve their love, but I think some people can get a little out there, in my opinion, and each their own. I think everybody's got their own way of doing it.
I 100% agree, and I will say that none of my dogs have a sweater.
My dogs do. They get the, she's got a little chihuahua, and she puts a sweater on it when she lets it go out, and if it's real cold outside.
I had a jacket when it was real cold in wintertime, because she was a short-haired dog. And she loved to have it on.
The primping when they got a, when they have their little stuff on like that. I'd see them at the beach. They, you'll see cats riding motorcycles, and they'll have their, one of them, the cutest one, had a little thing set up for him on the front of the handlebars, and his little weenie dog was sitting there with goggles on and a hat. And they, we pull. I didn't think about it in time to get a picture of it, but it was the cutest thing. It was just kind of comical looking anyway.
Customers has got one of those now. It's, I don't know, 6-8 months old. he's a funny little thing when I come in the shop. And he'll try to jump up on you, and he ain't got no legs to jump up on nothing.
He's in a tote or slammed.
I'll be getting close to work now.
Yeah, I'm just rolling past exit 35. I'm kind of surprised I'm still getting the repeater.
Yeah, you're rock solid on this end.
I'll take it.
Just be right back in 4A's Eddie.
I'm getting close too, so I may be around, I may not. What you got now?
Right now.
That's a lot of dogs.
Mine, and they're all very old. They're all over 12 years old, so I imagine it won't be long before we have two dogs, but probably a couple of years.
Right now, mine passed away last year, last February, or she's been gone a year in February, and I just hadn't been able to bring myself to get another one yet.
I lost her. It was, that's tough. I lost one in Thanksgiving of 22. My little beagle mix had a liver disease, and, you know, he passed away. And I've got a couple of my older ones that are very close. One of them has degenerative myelopathy, and he's losing his ability to walk. So, you know, when he finally can't get up anymore, that'll be his time. And then I've got another one. I think she might have lung cancer. I'm not sure, but she's coughing and hacking and doing that stuff a lot. And the vet's not really sure, but, you know, I can't afford the, you know, $4,000 MRI to see what it is. So she's probably not long for this earth either.
That, man, I tell you, that's a hard decision to make about spending the money to find out what's going on with them, because it's gotten so expensive anymore.
The outcome, you know, I mean, you know, a 13, 14-year-old dog isn't going to really tolerate the treatment for it, so, you know, knowing whether it is doesn't really matter, because they're almost at the end of their life anyway.
It still doesn't make it any easier to make that decision.
I read it for each one of them.
I got offered two German Shepherds last week, week before, and I can't talk the wife into it yet.
Time, you know, when the time is right and the dog is right, you'll know, you know, because it just kind of happens that way.
Well, Eric, I am pulling into the parking lot, and I'm running behind, so I'm going to hit the ground running this morning. You be careful the rest of your trip, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 738. Good to talk to you this morning.
Good day, and I'm finally losing it here anyway, so I'm going to sign as well. Dude, if you hear me, have a great day. 73 to both of you guys, and we'll catch you on later. This is W2JKT, clear.